Now I feel very happy, not for having caused you sadness, but the sadness that made you change and turn to God. You received that sadness just as God wanted, without suffering or any harm from us. The sadness that God seeks is what produces a change of heart and life. That change leads to salvation, so there is no need to lament. Instead, the sadness of the world leads to death. Today, I am talking to you about a word that is in 2 Corinthians in chapter 7 from verse 9. The Apostle Paul writes a letter to his church located in the city of Corinth, a place of great economic growth, a place of great stress with a lot of movement. This church is located, when I speak of church, I speak of people, in a place where it is easy to get carried away or to be contaminated with idealizing and with many things. But in short, what I am going to do in these moments is that the Apostle Paul speaks of feeling pain, of feeling sadness. And it is a sadness that he speaks, which was sent by God. And meditating on this word, I could understand how important it is to learn to discern. When there are certain situations that happen to us that causes some pain, a pain that is necessary, sometimes we think that pain is not good and it is not necessary. But I ask you a question. When you feel pain in your body, what is it? The first thing that comes to mind, that there is something that is not right. You treat yourself with medicine, or you make a medical appointment and you go to the doctor because you consider that the body should work well. And when there is pain, there is a discomfort that indicates that there is something that is not right. The Apostle Paul speaks of two pains, of two sorrows caused by someone. One, which is caused by God, and the other, which is caused by the world. Which is caused by the world leads to death, because only it brings disappointment. It only brings guilt. But the one that comes from God has a purpose. The pain caused by God has a purpose. In every circumstance, in every crisis, in every trial, it has a purpose. It means that the crisis does not come meaningless. That the difficult moment when we belong to God does not come without meaning. There are things that we ourselves look for, and we have to live the consequences of the decisions we make or the actions we carry out. However, God is so loving and wonderful that He can make every situation become in such a way a circumstance that leads us to learning in this life, to lead us to grow. But many times we do not see it that way. What was happening in the church in Corinth, Paul wrote them a strong letter, with the scolds them, exhorts them, and their attitudes for the things they were experiencing, and that they had been permissive, being Christians, being people who they said they loved God. Their deeds spoke of the opposite. And he was going to write them a strong letter, exhorting them to really turn to God and doing things the way they should, in the right way. It is not knowing how to do the right thing, but to do it correctly. How many things do we know how we should do them, but nevertheless, we do them in the wrong way? And how many times do we think we are in control and know all the things, that we discard the one who approaches us to give us advice or to bring correction? The book of Proverbs is full of advice, and one of them says, correct the wise and he will love you, correct the fool and he will hate you. When there is foolishness in our heart, it is difficult for us to accept the correction, and even more if it comes from someone we consider little. Many times when they correct us, what is our attitude? We have a challenging attitude. We already have stones stored in our bag to take them in our hand. And when they exhort us, we begin to take out one by one and harm that person. Who is exhorting us? Even understanding that comes from part of God, to edify ourselves? How do we face crisis and face people who criticize us daily? Do we get up every day and face those people who in one way or another discipline us? No, not out of harm to us, but out of love. The Corinthians rose up against Paul. And this caused him a lot of sadness and pain, because Paul had to speak loudly to them because of the conditions they were in. But then Paul begins to see the results, my beloved friend. In some moments, it is necessary for God to place a person in front of us to slap us up. There are moments in life in which we think, in which we know it all. But really, it is not so. Remember that David, when he failed, when he sinned, and when he did wrong things, I need a prophet named Nathan who will rise up to make him see his condition. David, listen to me. Well, every man of God and woman of God, and if you love God, you will always need a Nathan by your side that makes you see what is not correct. Perhaps discipline is not something that will likely be something good for you, that makes us uncomfortable, but it has to make us uncomfortable because we are so accommodated to what we believe is the right thing to do. We are really wrong to not discard one that the Lord sends to make you see where you are not well. Do not discard the discipline that comes from God. Do not discard its discipline for your life, because it is necessary. Because at the end of the day, although you achieve many things, the easiest thing is to achieve it. But the difficult thing is to sustain yourself. And to sustain yourself, you need discipline. To sustain yourself, you need character. And character, my beloved friend, is not learned. Character is forged. And that word forging will make you cry. And the word forging will make you sweat. And the word forging is going to bring you pain. But it is necessary pain, that today you may not understand, but tomorrow you will begin to see the fruits of what was necessary for your life. What is the way that we receive the extortions? We close our ears. It makes us angry, or we simply take everything to heart. When someone approaches you and says something, you have to do this or that because it is the right thing to do. And you're thinking that it's not the right thing to do. But what do you think? You allow yourself to be guided, or you simply think that because you are older and you have more experience, in quotes, a less experienced person will not be able to teach you? Have you received the exhortation? Have you received the advice? You are always forewarned or forewarned, and you always answer with three stones in the hand, or perhaps you take it all to heart. And when they tell you something, you think it was because, forgive my expression, they are watching you. Some will be listening to this expression. On the coast, it is used a lot. When someone is on you all the time, they are correcting you all the time. They are telling you something. We begin to say, they are watching over me, and you take it personally. Or are you wise to think, reconsider, listen, know how to listen, and then make decisions? The book of Santiago gives us wonderful advice. It tells us, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. What if we start first with learning to listen? And before getting angry, remember that God has given us self-control to wait, and meekness to know when it's the right time to react, and in the right way. I do not know if you want to continue listening to me, but through this audio, I want to confront you and tell you that you are not always right, and that there are times when you have to shed your pride, your altivity. Never despise the correction of a sheep keeper, because that sheep keeper tomorrow can be your king. Never despise the correction of someone who sweeps the floor in the street, because tomorrow that person can be your boss. My beloved friend, Life is constantly changing, and the world turns many times. The sky and the earth, they happen. Everything is different, and everything changes. And remember that today, we can look up and think that we are the last. But at some point, we will look down, we will realize that we are better than many. Today, maybe you have. Tomorrow, maybe you won't have. Or vice versa. It is a part of the dynamics of life. And the question is how we react and face the dynamic of life. Can we be rebellious without a cause? And we get angry against everything, against life? And we will end up frustrated, finished, losing the years in bitterness and frustration and pain. In a pain that does not come from God, because we simply poison the heart, damage our heart to such an extent that we distance ourselves from everyone. In the book of Hebrews, the word of God teaches that the disciple, perhaps, it is not loved by many, and it is not well received by many, but it is necessary because through discipline, we know true love. The Bible teaches that God who loves discipline, and you know why we need discipline? Because we need correction. Because we need to align ourselves to what we lost. From the moment we were born, for the cause of sin, our heart turned away from God. And when we are disciplined with the life of Christ, and when we read this word, and we understand that these things are not as they seem, as we believe, because we fall into the error of perceiving things that are not. No, it is that I perceive. It is that I believe. It is that I think. It is that I imagine. And the problem is that thinking, imagining, perceiving, believing, that self, which is violated to and out of it, to a pride, to that self, who believes that it knows how things are done, who does not allow himself to be taught, that is the problem. Never despise correction. If you are wise, you will know how to receive it. And that is why Paul was somewhat happy, because after a while he began to see how they received the word. You know, each audio that he sent it with love. And it's a message that God puts in my heart for you every morning. Every morning the word reaches you. And for 4 years, we have done the same, 365 days a year for 4 years. We have not failed to send you this word. Do you know why? Because it comes from God for you with love. How many testimonies have we heard that through this word received, many who tried to kill themselves gave up. Through this word received, many received healing, and many have been restored. Others return to God. You know why? Because they open their hearts. If you close your heart today, perhaps these words will remain in the air. But it is my prayer to the Lord that at some point you can remember them and you can understand. If today you are confronted, it is because God loves you. And if you are feeling pain, if it bothers you, if it hurts you, it is necessary. So that not only that pain produces remorse, but that it brings true regret, a change in your life, a transformation in your life. That is why he said, I feel happy. Not because it caused them sadness, but because the sadness made them change and turn to God. There are times when I correct my children and I have to pat them. I have to give them a little bit of discipline. And it touches me to teach them. They don't like correction. Maybe they cry. And at some point, they think that one is the bad one. But then they smile. We all go through that. At some point, I could judge my parents for how they corrected me. But now, I can sit and meditate. That if that had not happened, where would I be now? And they did it out of love. Perhaps you know. And you who do not understand it, but it is necessary. Please remember that God loves you. And there is something that if it's bothering you, it is because it's necessary. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you, Lord, because there are things that are necessary in our life. And help us learn. Forgive us if at some point we closed our ears and harden our hearts to the advice today. Help us to understand and to make sense of that pain, to make sense of this crisis, to see your glory, to see in the midst of that pain how much you love us, and tomorrow to be able to realize that it was necessary. I pray for each life at this moment, Lord, and I ask that you give them wisdom so that they do not despise correction, but are quick to listen and slow to get angry, to receive it. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Receive this advice from God. Blessings.